Listener Production.
Hello, Adam Hemmings with your news briefing. The Premier is backing a next of kin response when there are long delays for an ambulance. St John's is planning to get its 000 operators to ask certain callers if a friend or relative could drive them to hospital. Mr McGowan says he supports the move.
It appears to me it's for the lower priority cases where an ambulance may be delayed because we have so many paramedics who are COVID positive or close contacts who can't go to work. It seems like a reasonable measure for St John's to put in place.
18 kilos of meth with a street value of $4.5 million have been seized by police after raids in O'Connor and Yanjibab. Three people have now been charged. Acting Detective Inspector Andrea Smith says it puts a dent in the drug trade.
That it doesn't matter where you are, if you're in Western Australia, interstate or overseas, you will be caught and you will be prosecuted.
There are now 312 COVID patients in our hospitals and six of them are in intensive care. 11,832 new infections have been confirmed in WA. The Premier has told other state leaders to leave us alone when it comes to our share of the GST. Mark McGowan has blasted Victoria and New South Wales in particular, with their leaders returning serve. Daniel Andrews says he's not interested in childish debates. Dominic Perrottet again labelling Mr McGowan Gollum, the creature from Lord of the Rings. In sport, Darcy Tucker has been named in Fremantle's side for Saturday's match against Melbourne, along with Brandon Walker, while West Coast will welcome back Josh Kennedy from injury when they take on the Western Bulldogs at Optus Stadium on Sunday. And Premiership Eagles defender Tom Cole has re-signed for 3 years. He says it was an easy decision.
They've drafted me when I was 18 years old. I've been here for 7 years now. Me and my fiance's been here for 6 years, so we're pretty comfortable in Perth, and it was an easy decision in the end.
Listener.